A word for you from Micah chapter 6 verse 7. Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, 10,000s of rivers of oil? This is just the first part of the verse, and let's just leave it there, because this is in the middle of a section that is of great importance, because it ends finally in verse 8 in telling us the simple truth as God sees it, how he wants not our sacrifices, but ourselves. In the New Testament, for instance, in Romans chapter 12, it says we ought to be the living sacrifice. But here God's people, understanding the Jewish way and the demands made in the laws of Moses, thought that they could get around God, impress him, justify themselves by bringing things that must surely impress God. In the previous verse, it speaks about bringing some burnt offerings and calves a year old. But here, there's a vast exaggeration. Because now, the Lord is actually putting words into Micah's mouth. Micah is not saying it himself, of course. But the Lord is saying, this is the heart of the people. This is what they think they will impress me with. And here you cannot go beyond this exaggeration. Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams? In other words, if God is impressed with a ram, as was the case with Abraham and then Isaac, God arranged his own ram. They should have learned the lesson that God will use his own sacrifice, pointing to the final sacrifice of Jesus Christ himself. But instead, they think, well, if God was impressed with one ram, then what about thousands of rams? Surely that will wipe away our sin. And then here, even more, with 10,000 rivers of oil. Their imagination runs wild, and you might laugh at this, but so it is with us as well. We think that we can somehow impress God. Perhaps instead of just reading a verse or two in our quiet time, how about a whole chapter? What about tens of chapters? What must I do to impress God? And the Lord is asking these questions on behalf of his fallen people, saying, this is what you think, but I think quite differently. Wenucabanga kanje, mina ngithi cha, ngifuna wena, inhliziyo yakho kuphela.